This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an encore presentation of the Unger Report. Brian gets to the bottom of the spray-on tan trend. First, though, Southern California is famous for bronzed bodies and beaches, all those glorious tans. Now, California may become the first state in the country to ban teenagers from indoor tanning salons unless they have a note from a doctor. Yes, youngsters, California lawmakers might pass the No Teen Tan Bill today. Reporter Gloria Hillard has the story.
Driving down a sunlit Los Angeles boulevard bracketed by palm trees and upscale mini malls, tanning salons number about one for every mile. It's about 90 degrees outside, but inside South Beach Tan, it's cooler. There's a hand-painted beach mural on the wall, and just down the hall, a room with a bright taxi yellow and chrome machine the size of a small sports car.
This is what we call an Orbit Onyx, a medium-pressure bed. Okay, it has UVA and UVB light in it. I love this bed, actually. I love it. You get more brown than you get any kind of, if your skin had a tendency to turn pink, this won't do it.
Former bodybuilder and fitness gym owner Lori Fetrick has been in the tanning salon business for 3 years. The majority of her customers, she says, are women ages 20 to 35. So while the anti-teen tanning bill would not hurt her business, she believes it could have an overall negative impact on the $5 billion industry. She says salons play an important role in the world of teen tanning.
Teenagers are going to go to the beach regardless. They're going to go in the sun. What we do here is we educate them about the sunlight. We educate them about tanning.
Assemblyman Joe Nation, the author of the tanning bill, says he knows firsthand about the dangers of overexposure to UV radiation. 3 years ago, the Democratic lawmaker had surgery on his leg for skin cancer.
You know, every day, unfortunately, the ozone layer gets thinner, and the damage that we do to our skin is even greater. And so the last thing that we ought to be doing is going to tanning salons, and that is especially true for teenage kids.
15-year-old Michelle Frainer disagrees.
It's really your choice to go, and that you should know that it's probably not the best for your skin before you go. But I don't think the government has really any right to tell you that.
At a popular after-school hangout in the San Fernando Valley, 14-year-old Arpi Sarkissian says she's not into the tanning salon scene, still.
I don't think that they should ban teens from being able to tan just because of skin cancer or whatever. I mean, they just might as well ban it for adults, too.
For many teens, there's something more compelling than cancer statistics. It's wanting to be in style. At a shopping mall a few blocks from the beach, teens Megan Likens and Susanna Tice say they know why kids go to tanning salons.
It's hot, because everyone wants to look tan, because it's like, you look good when you're tan.
They want to glow, and they want to be like the stars on TV, who they see get all the tans and stuff.
So, let's visit the tanning salon where the stars go.
You are? Okay.
It looks so good. But it's so natural.
We've been written up in several magazines and had several publications where this person's been seen here anywhere from, you know, George Hamilton to Britney Spears to you name it.
Yeah, come on in.
Jennifer Phillips is the owner of Portofino Sun Spa in Beverly Hills, more four-star hotel than tanning salon. Here, customers are encouraged to put on thick cotton robes and colorful sandals. There are candles and fresh-cut flowers. She says the California tan look and celebrity are fairly synonymous.
Well, you look in Us Magazine, you look in People, you look in Style, in Touch, every single celebrity in there is tan.
Maybe the solution for those seeking pigment change is the increasingly popular spray-on tan. Of course, here at Portofino, they've taken spray-on to another level. Instead of stepping into the shower mister found in most tanning salons, there's a tasteful, minimalist room with sea green towels for airbrushed custom body detailing.
The color is unbelievable. It can be as dark as you want, as light as you want. It's very natural. We can give you more of a goldeny color.
The only thing about the spray-on tan, you've got to stay out of the pool. Meanwhile, Assemblyman Nation's indoor tanning bill is expected to be voted on in the California Senate today. For Day to Day, I'm Gloria Hillard.